Thanks to everyone for coming out this Sunday evening, Vanish Fort, Utah. Thanks to those who download these talks as podcasts from iTunes. We invite your comments, correspondence, and feedback by email at utahchristians@gmail.com. We also have a membership class at our website, utahchristians.org. I'd like to thank those that have taken the membership class, become members. We couldn't do what we do without your help and support. Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Today our topic is flash flood warning. Every once in a while, a tragic story comes on the news about a flash flood down in Zion's National Park. I remember one year, 11 people were hiking in a dry canyon riverbed. Everything was brown, withered, and dried up for miles around. Not a drop of water anywhere, not a cloud in the sky. All of a sudden, a 20-foot-high wall of water came around the corner and swept them away. It had rained 50 miles away and created a flash flood, which nobody could have predicted. There was no warning. Nobody could have seen it coming. So I'm here today, in a good sense, to issue you all a positive flash flood warning. If you've honored God, or Krishna as we call him, when there have been negative things in your life, breakups, heartaches, loss, and disappointments, dry seasons, then you need to get ready for a flood of goodness. Sooner or later, unpredictably, unexpectedly, without any warning, because you've passed the tests, there'll be a flood in your life. Not of water, but of overwhelming blessings, overwhelming favor, overwhelming opportunities, and overwhelming healing. It will take you beyond your normal boundaries. It will supersede what the medical report says. It will surpass your talent, your education, and your experience. It will thrust you to a level that you could have never reached on your own. It won't be a little drizzle. It won't be a sprinkle. It'll be a flood of favor, a flood of talent, a flood of ideas, a flood of opportunity. You're about to come into this flash flood where suddenly you meet the right person, you qualify for that new home, you're accepted to the college of your choice, you're chosen to play the lead role in the drama, your career takes off, you're able to start that new temple that you've been dreaming about. Krishna, God, is going to honor you because you've honored him by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna is a name for God, which means all attractive. Hare is a way of addressing the Lord, and Rama is another name for God, which means the highest pleasure, absolute. Because he's absolute, God is personally present within any of his bona fide names. Prabhupada, our spiritual master, says here, don't forget Krishna or God, even for a single moment. Chant Hare Krishna loudly or slowly as it may be convenient, but don't forget to chant. In addition to gathering regularly with instruments and congregationally, we also have japa beads or chanting beads, each and every one of us, which we use for our own individual meditation. And we use those japa beads and we count a scheduled quantity of names every single day. Now, to the degree that we line up with God or Krishna's purposes, to that degree, we'll get the resources to fulfill them. Lining up with God's purposes starts with the tongue. Shavan mukhe hi jivado shvayam eva shparati adaha. We have five senses, of which the tongue is the most important. The tongue is that which will lead the other senses and has two purposes. One is to vibrate and the other is to eat. So if we control the tongue by vibrating Krishna Katha, topics about Krishna, if you learn to control the vibration of the tongue and to focus it upon the source, the creator, honor him in that way, then you also, in the matter of eating, eat only vegetarian food which has first been offered to him, prasadam, then the tongue becomes controlled. And that is the best service that you can do to the Lord. If you control the tongue in those two key ways, then seeing, hearing, touching, and feeling will follow suit. Here it is said in another classic literature of ours, the Chaitanya Charitamrita,
When the contents of the storehouse of love of Godhead is distributed, there is a powerful flood that covers the entire land. In Sridhar Mayapur, West Bengal, there is sometimes a great flood after the rainy season. This is an indication that from the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the flood of love of Godhead should be spread all over the world. For this will help everyone, including old men, young men, women, and children. The Krishna consciousness movement of Lord Chaitanya is so powerful that it can flood the entire world and interest all classes of men in the subject of love of Godhead. Now think with me this evening for a moment about how powerful water can be. Just 3 or 4 feet of rushing water can pick up a huge car weighing thousands of pounds and move it here and there. We've all seen it on the news. We've also seen whole houses floating down a flooded river. Nothing can stop the force of that water. Anything in its way is going to be moved out of its path. Now you in your life may have difficulties that seem immovable, extremely large, obstacles that look impassable, or dreams that seem unattainable. But know this, that when Krishna God releases a flood of his power, nothing will be able to stop you. That sickness may look big, but when God releases a flood of healing, it doesn't stand a chance. Your opposition may be stronger, better equipped, more financed than you, but when God opens the floodgates, there'll be no match for you. You personally may not have the connections to accomplish your dreams. Maybe you don't know the right people, you don't have the funding, but when Krishna releases a flood of favor, people will come out of the woodwork to help you. Good breaks, open doors, opportunities, the right people will come chasing after you. You just need to get ready in your mind. Not for a trickle, not a stream, not a river, but think flood of God's favor, tidal wave of God's goodness, a tsunami of his increase. He's going to take you to a level that you've never been before. It will be unprecedented. You'll go further, faster than you ever dreamed. In the natural, at the present moment, it may not look like that. But remember, I'm putting you tonight under a flash flood warning. Any moment the heavens could open up. Any moment you could meet the right person. Any moment God could do something awesome, something that you've never before seen in your life. Here's the real question. Will you let the seed take root? Every voice will tell you this is not for you. But I think that you're here tonight for a reason. I think that Krishna has you here tonight to hear this message. He's got you in the right place at the right time because he wants to do something amazing in your life. Get in agreement with him now and say, Krishna, this is for me today. I'm raising my expectations. I'm shaking off doubt, negativity, disappointment, self-pity, little dreams, and little goals. Krishna, I will make room in my thinking for a flood of your goodness. It's been many years now before we even opened this temple in 2001. My Bobby was moving some hay on an icy winter day. She slipped and fell, breaking her fall with her wrist and felt a sharp pain. We took her down the road to Mountain View Hospital and they took an x-ray. They put the x-ray up on the wall and they said, it's broken in several places. We're gonna have to do serious surgery, but we doubt if it can be totally restored. It just so happened that a dear LDS friend of ours, Dr. Stanley Green, happened to be doing his rounds, and he saw Vaibhavi as he passed the open door of her room. He walked in, asked what was wrong. She told him, she pointed to the x-ray on the wall there. We asked him to do a blessing over her. He did a blessing, and we chanted Hare Krishna. At the end of which, he said, I'm going to order another x-ray just to make sure. When the other x-ray came in and they put it beside the first x-ray, all the doctors were amazed. They looked completely different. The first x-ray indicated multiple fractures, surgery which would probably not be successful. The second x-ray indicated one clean fracture. The doctor said, we don't know what's going on here, but really all we're going to have to do is cast this wrist, and after about 6 weeks, it's going to be 95% back to normal. Now, how do you explain that? What happened there? It was a flood of healing, a flood of restoration. Krishna can do what medicine can't. God knows when you've got a bad medical report. He knows when you're struggling with your finances. He knows when you're being mistreated. You may not see anything happening, but you can be assured that Krishna not only is aware of what's happening, but he's also at work. He already has the solution down the road. All we have to do is stay in faith and keep chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then, at the right time, he will release a flood of his power, a flood of healing, a flood of restoration. He'll not only bring you out of that trouble, but he'll bring you out better off than you were before. My Bobby and I had been in the Los Angeles Krishna Temple for about 10 years. I was doing the life membership program. When we got the idea to start a temple in Utah, we were told it was impossible. We were criticized in the community. We were ridiculed. We were asked to leave our residence on the temple grounds. We had to go to a friend of ours, Roshan Kanpur, and rent a garage apartment from him in Hollywood for 6 months. It looked as if everything and everyone was lined up against the dream. But I learned then that it really doesn't matter who likes you or who doesn't like you or who approves you or who doesn't approve you. All that really matters is whether God likes you, whether God accepts you, or whether God approves you. If so, his favor will surround you like a shield. Promotion doesn't come from people. It comes from God or Krishna. If you'll be bold enough to believe big, then the God of breakthroughs can release a tidal wave of his goodness, a tsunami of his favor in your life. At times, it may not look likely. Things may seem dark. You may not see how it could work out. Maybe you don't have the funds to even pay your bills. Maybe your problems seem insurmountable. But if you'll stay breakthrough-minded, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Krishna promises that the light will come bursting through at exactly the right time. In the end, Krishna not only established this temple in Utah, but it is the most beautiful of all the 50 Hare Krishna temples in the United States of America. And that includes New York, Chicago, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. Every time I look at this temple, I'm reminded that God is not a God of little trickles, little drip drops. He's not a barely squeak by God. But if you're true to him, he'll flood you, he'll overwhelm you, he'll inundate you with his favor. If you simply faithfully chant any bona fide name of God, but saints and sages have preferred this mantra, this word formula since time immemorial, if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for me. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you do that simple thing, and stay in faith, then God will cause your critics to say, how in the world did they establish that temple in Spanish Fork, Utah? How in the world did he get that, or she, get that management position? How in the world did she get her health back? The experts all said it was impossible, but we have another expert. And he says that if you'll honor me, I'll open the vaults of heaven and shower you with blessings and favor. It won't just trickle in. It won't just barely get there. No, like a flood, like the breaking forth, the breaking through of waters, it'll come bursting in. That means suddenly things will change in your favor. Suddenly you'll catch the break that you need. Suddenly your health turns around. Suddenly your problems are solved. Suddenly, a new door opens. Krishna, or God, likes to do things suddenly. When it's dark, don't start complaining. Don't turn negative. Keep reminding yourself that the light is about to come bursting in. It may be today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. But know this, in God's perfect timing, suddenly things will turn around in your favor. Whenever I'm tempted to think that things will not work out, it looks impossible, all I have to do is look again at this beautiful temple in Spanish Fork, and I know, Krishna, you did it for us once. I know that you can do it for us again. He wants to. He's your loving father. And like any parent, he wants to release a flood of his power to you. Not a trickle or stream or a river, but a flood of favor, a flood of restoration, flood of healing, flood of promotion. Some of you tonight might be thinking too small. Maybe you've settled because you think you've reached your limits. You think your sick child will never get well, or that you'll never accomplish your dreams. But I predict there's something amazing in your future. I can see, if you stay in faith, a tidal wave coming your way. Not a wave of defeat, a wave of discouragement, a wave of more of the same. It's a wave of favor, it's a wave of promotion, a wave of deliverance, a wave of restoration. It's the God of breakthrough releasing his favor like a flood, causing you to overcome obstacles that you thought were insurmountable, causing you to accomplish dreams that you never thought possible. Dare to believe. If you think trickle, you'll get trickle. If you think barely get by, then you'll just barely squeeze by. If you think your problem is too big, it'll keep you defeated. But if you'll learn to think flood, then you'll experience flood. If you think overflow, you'll experience overflow. If you dare to think tidal wave, then God can release a tidal wave of his goodness in your life. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, 4th chapter, 11th verse, Ye mam yata prapadyate tams tataiva bhavami aham vartmanavartante manusya parta sarvasha. It says, all men follow me in all respects according to their faith. I reward them accordingly. Little faith, little rewards. Big faith, big rewards. I heard a little boy, he found a lamp somewhere in a junk pile and he was polishing up it. Genie popped out. The genie said, what would you like? The little boy said, scratched his head, a watermelon? Genie said, a watermelon? Why don't you ask for something big? The little boy thought a little more and he said, can I have a big watermelon? Now that's not the way to approach a big God with a small mentality. We have to not have a narrow, limited vision, but when we approach our Heavenly Father, we can't tippy-toe, be timid, be low in our self-esteem. A lot of people think that to ask God, the Father, for something is inconveniencing him, that he doesn't want to be bothered. But those of you who are parents in the audience know there's no greater thrill. There's no greater happiness. You're just waiting for your small dependent child to come up and ask you for a favor. Some people think that if they can just barely get through life, that's good enough for them. They say, I don't expect to get out of this problem. God, will you just help me to endure it? I don't expect to ever meet anyone and fall in love. God, will you just help me to feel less lonely? No, you're thinking trickle when God has a flood coming in your direction. You're thinking survive when God wants you to thrive. When you think bigger, God will act bigger. I heard about a young preacher. He's quite famous now, but he used to tell the story how in the 1950s, he traveled from town to town, speaking in small auditoriums and small churches. Back then, he carried all of his sound equipment in the trunk of his car. When he went into an auditorium, he would set it up and be ready to go in no time at all. One night, he knew that there were a couple of hundred people expected at this venue. And that was a big deal for him at the time. He was up and coming. So he arrived a couple of hours early to make sure he had plenty of time to set up. But in the midst of all the excitement, he accidentally locked his keys in the trunk of his car. He knew now he couldn't have that big service without his sound equipment. So he tried to pry open the trunk with no success. some congregational members gathered around. They tried to help him. They shook it. They wiggled it. They jimmied it. They got some coat hangers and some tools, but they couldn't open the trunk either. Time was running out. They were way out in the country, and they didn't have time to bring in a locksmith or tow the car to a repair shop. It looked like the preacher's big evening was ruined. Just when he was preparing to give up, it dawned on him that he hadn't prayed about it yet. So he announced to the congregational people that he was going to pray and ask God to open the trunk. Well, they looked at him like he'd lost his mind. They were snickering and laughing and elbowing each other in the ribs and said to him, "You got to be kidding. You can't pray that God will help you open up a trunk." Their ridicule didn't bother the preacher. He said, "Sure I can. God can do anything. He says, you have not because you don't ask." So he went over, he put his hands and he put his head on the trunk and he said, "Father, I know there's nothing too difficult for you. You know I need this sound equipment in order to have this meeting tonight. So I'm asking you, the supreme creator of millions of universes, the master of mystic power, to somehow, some way, help me open this trunk." He began to shake and rattle a little bit. Nothing happened, didn't open. But as he turned and walked away and the laughter and the snickering grew a bit louder, all of a sudden everyone heard this pop. They turned around and the trunk had opened up. In slow motion, the trunk lid began to rise upwards to the heavens, just as if Krishna was saying, "I told you so. I told you I'd do it. I'm the God of the breakthrough. I'm the God of the open trunk." The congregational members experienced a surge of faith unlike nothing they'd ever experienced before. From then on, they did anything the preacher asked. "Yes, sir. No, sir. Whatever you say, sir." They were in total awe. Now, you in your life at the present moment may not need a trunk to be opened supernaturally, but maybe the doctors have told you that there's nothing more they can do. Maybe it's a sickness trying to pull you down. Well, get ready for the God of the breakthrough to show up. Maybe it's a relationship that needs to be restored, husband to wife, parent to child, a family member whose life is off course. We'll start declaring the God of the breakthrough is already at work to turn things around. Or maybe your dreams just look too big, like it's not possible. Don't ever rule out the God of the breakthrough. Like a flood, his favor can overtake you. Like a flood, he can cause a trunk to open supernaturally. I'm asking you to live breakthrough-minded. You may be accepting things in your life that are far less than God's best for you. It's been so long, you don't see how it could change. But this is a new day. New seeds have taken root in your heart. And the good news is that the God of the breakthrough is about to visit your house. Not with a trickle, not with a stream, but with a flood of favor, a tidal wave of goodness. Release your faith in a greater way. If you don't pray for the trunk to open, it's not going to open. You need to dare to believe. God wants to give you something to talk about. It's so easy to think, Charu, this is not for me. I'm not getting anything out of this sermon. I don't see anything different happening in my life. I tried it before. It didn't work out. I've been through too much. That negative thinking will stop the flood. Even if the flood is at this moment coming towards you, coming in your direction, that negative thinking is going to stop it and halt it in its tracks. The enemy, Maya, the illusory energy, can't stop the flood coming towards you. He doesn't have that much power. Other people, critics, they can't stop it. The only person that can stop it is you. You control your own destiny. Now, God is for you. The illusory energy, Maya, is against you. You get to cast the deciding vote. I'm asking you tonight to take the limits off God. He wants to do something new, something amazing in your life. The real battle is taking place in our thought life, in those thoughts that say, "It will not happen. You're too old. You've made too many mistakes. You'll never get well. You'll never accomplish your dreams." No, this is the day that you will see the favor of God profusely abound. He has floods of blessings in your future. He has tidal waves of increase and joy and healing and mercy. Just make room for it in your thinking. I can tell you firsthand that Bhai Bobby and I have experienced this flood of Krishna's favor. Krishna has overwhelmed us with his goodness. Now, I'm not bragging on us, I'm bragging on Krishna. Krishna has taken us beyond our education, beyond our talent, beyond our training, and he has unleashed his abundance, his wisdom, and his favor in our lives. But for this to happen in your life, you have to keep him first place. You have to honor him. You have to learn to take the limits off of him. My prayer for you this evening is that the eyes of your understanding will be flooded with light, that you would know how much Krishna or God loves you and how much he is for you and what an amazing future he has in store. My prayer is that faith will fill your hearts, that you'll raise your level of expectancy, that you'll get excited about a future in which you'll see God's goodness like never before. I'm announcing to you this evening that you're under a flash flood warning. You need to get ready, because you're about to see the favor of God profusely abound in your life. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because you've honored God, because you've been faithful, things have shifted in your favor. My encouragement for you is to wake up every morning and say, Krishna, thank you for this flood of favor coming into my life, and then go out expecting it. If you do that, I believe that you'll see Krishna's goodness overwhelm you. I believe that you're coming into favor, floods of healing, floods of wisdom, floods of good breaks, floods of mercy. Get ready for it. It's headed your way in this life, and in the next life, you're going back to home, back to Godhead.